This is WKAR. The state Senate passed a bill Wednesday that would make major changes to civil asset forfeiture. WKAR's Abigail Sensky reports.
Civil asset forfeiture is when police are allowed to take property from people. State Senator Peter Lucido sponsored the bill. He says he thinks this bill will have the biggest impact on low-income people who forfeit property in exchange for better plea deals.
Mostly the poor, I think. It's also going to go ahead and those that have been wronged by the taking of property now, this will strengthen their avenue to fight for justice. And more importantly, it'll give a better optic for all police because we shouldn't be policing for profit.
In 2017, the Michigan State Police reported more than 6,500 forfeitures. That netted more than $13 million. The MSP have not yet responded to a request for comment. Under the proposed legislation, police would not have been allowed to make over half of those seizures, and they wouldn't have been able to take assets without a conviction. The bill will now go to the House. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Sensky.